Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
He got shot. She threatened to jump. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and a woman has been pulled off an apartment complex after threatening suicide. And a man is recovering in the hospital after an hours-long SWAT situation in Northeast Dallas. Police were called when witnesses say a man and a woman were arguing in a car. The woman then got out and ran away from the car. A man stumbled out moments after. He was able to wave down a maintenance man who took him to the hospital. Police showed up and tried to locate the woman, only to find her on the roof of the apartment complex, threatening to jump.
It was really upsetting. Just the thought if she were to jump, like, I don't want to see that. So I just went ahead and shut the door, came outside. And that's when I saw, like, the SWAT team had barricaded everything.
SWAT was eventually able to get her down. The man was taken to the hospital, expected to be okay. No word on what, if any, charges the woman will face. The Collin County Sheriff's Office rounded up 15 potential child predators in what they called Operation Home Alone 2024. Sheriff Sergeant Jessica Pond says investigators spent a few weeks visiting with the suspects in online chat rooms or game areas that also have chat features.
They're pretending to be an underage child. And then the predator is thinking that, you know, they're going to meet with a 14-year-old kid or 15 or whatever it is, whatever age there is at that time.
Pond also urges parents to talk to their kids about the dangers of online chat rooms. A small plane crash could have ended much worse in Denton.
I'm looking at a photo on the City of Denton Fire Department's Facebook page showing a single-engine Piper PA-28 Cherokee with no noticeable damage sitting in a field of tall grass. Denton Fire says the small plane lost power and went down just north of Denton Enterprise Airport near Jim Crystal Road. Crews say the pilot, who is the only person on board, is okay. From the 24-Hour News Center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A sexual assault lawsuit against Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has been dismissed in Dallas County, but his troubles aren't over.
While dropped in Dallas County, the case has been immediately refiled in Collin County. Now, the bare bones of this case are this. A woman claims Prescott sexually assaulted her in an SUV more than 7 years ago. He, in turn, has sued her, claiming she's trying to extort money from him. The sexual assault claims were filed in Dallas County, but the woman's attorneys have asked to have those claims dropped in Dallas County. But lawyer Bethel Zahai tells me this in no way means there will be no trial in Collin County.
No. The Collin County, all the Collin County claims are still there. They're all still the same. The only update is that we now have an additional counterclaim for the sexual assault lawsuit.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Yesterday's Tarrant County Commissioner's Court meeting descended into chaos at times, with the county judge going at it with one of the commissioners.
During a briefing on election administration, Commissioner Elisa Simmons asked Attorney Mark Cradiville whose call it is to use pre-numbered ballots or blank ballots. Cradiville's response:
Commissioner, respectfully, you're asking me to conduct a legal analysis and give you a answer to a question in open session that is likely best for privileged conversations right now.
So Simmons made a motion to waive that attorney-client privilege and have Cradiville answer her question. Now, initially, the vote was 3-2 in favor, with Republican Gary Fickus voting with the two Democrats. But Judge Tim O'Hare appeared to be prodding Fickus to change his vote, and that led to a rift between O'Hare and Simmons.
He reached over and voted, Tim. He hasn't changed his vote, Elisa.
He reached over and voted.
And that was one of the tamer excerpts of their exchange. Ultimately, Ficus did change his vote, and the motion failed along party lines. I texted Judge O'Hare asking him for a clarification on what happened. He told me to email his office. Simmons later posted on social media that this is not the first time that O'Hare has influenced Ficus's vote during Commissioner's Court. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Former Fort Worth police officer who shot a Tatiana Jefferson in 2019 wants the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals to hear his case. Aaron Dean is serving an 11-year prison term. Dean never denied he shot Jefferson.
And as I started to get that second phrase out, show me your hands, I saw the silhouette. I was looking right down the barrel of a gun. And when I saw the barrel of that gun pointed at me, I fired a single shot.
A jury declined to convict Dean of murder, instead finding him guilty of a lesser charge of manslaughter. Dean's lawyers say the manslaughter option never should have been presented to the jury. And the Rangers got a win in Detroit today, 5-4, and in the process, the bats woke up a bit. Manager Bruce Bochy says the key was the eighth inning pinch hit double off the bat of third baseman Josh Smith.
Big hits, and Dolas too. I mean, what a day he had, sac fly, and then a big double off the wall there. But Smitty, man, nice job sitting on the bench, come in and get that big hit. Jonah battled up there, didn't hit it real hard, placed it well. We need those timely hits, so good day for the offense.
The Rangers have one more game in the series in Detroit tomorrow. Rookie pitcher Jack Leiter will make his major league debut with the start. With your afternoon all-local, I'm Austin York.
The all-local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.